Okay, joining us now, the interim coach right now of the Houston Dash, Sarah Loudon. Sarah, thank you very much for coming on, and we appreciate an opportunity to talk with you and about the Houston Dash and the NWSL.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. I really appreciate it.
All right, so how's it going so far? I mean, the circumstances unique. You step in as the interim manager. What are some of the first things you have to do, and how do you feel it's going so far for you?
Yeah, so obviously stepped in as the acting head coach for the last three games. You know, I think it's been a challenging situation in many ways, but it's also been a very rewarding situation. Obviously, the circumstances are not what obviously I envisioned when I came to Houston, but I think it's been you know, our job is to be basically steady the ship and basically take it a day at a time, and sometimes we take it an hour at a time or a day at a time. But like I said, it's been challenging, but you know, I'm on this fast learning curve, if you like, so I'm learning at a rapid rate, and I don't know if I'll ever understand how much I've learned until probably later down the line, but it's been really enjoyable.
How have the ladies on the team reacted? I mean, this is a big deal. A lot of them very close to their head coach, James Clarkson. And I'm not going to ask for anything right now. I'll just remind people that the NWSL's Player Association, there still is an ongoing investigation. So I know you can't talk a lot about it, but you can talk about the reaction of the players. How have they reacted?
Yeah, I think our job as a staff was just to make sure that everybody stuck together. And that was the priority for us, was to make sure everybody was on board for San Diego. And so, you know, again, I think, you know, we had 2 days to get prepared for that. And that was the focus. And yeah, everybody's reacted positively in the sense of coming together. And that was something that I think in the trip against Kansas City, we took all 27 players and got some team bonding and some good time together. So that's something that we've been really trying to focus on over the last couple of weeks.
Sarah Loudon, the acting interim coach for the Houston Dash. All right, you're a different personality. You're a different person. Do people look a little bit differently? Do they react different around you with a different coach now in charge?
Well, I think it's interesting anytime you go from being an assistant to a head coach, if you like, whether it's acting head coach or interim head coach or any type of role change, it's always has its, you know, you're now kind of the decision maker, if you like. And as an assistant, you can always give suggestions, and ultimately the head coach makes the final decision. And I think so that's something that has obviously, you know, been different, but I do have a really good relationship with all the players. And so I do feel like there is some changes, but they're subtle changes in the sense of, I think they're just, they're actually giving me, they, you know, they're giving me some grace in the sense they know that this is a new experience for me. But I would say, like I said, I have a really good relationship with all of them, and I make sure that I communicate with a lot of them through the week in terms of their roles and responsibilities. So yeah, I think my biggest thing is, you know, I want to be a player's coach. That's kind of my mantra, is person over player. And so I will always try and build relationships and trust with players.
Remind you that Sarah grew up in a great part of the world when it comes to soccer in Northern England, Newcastle. We'll get to that in a minute. But 1-1-1 right now. Your takeaway from the first three games ahead of a very difficult game at Portland Thorns on Saturday?
Yeah, it'll be a tough game against Portland, of course. You know, it's a difficult place to go play. It's an exciting place to go play with their crowd. I think over the last few games, obviously, we were disappointed with the result potentially against Louisville in terms of being ahead in that game and kind of, you know, conceding late, which obviously happened in the San Diego game too. But I can't fault the effort of the players. They've given us everything over the last three games. And I think there is a lot of positives to build on in terms of, you know, some things that we've been able to tie up defensively. There's obviously things we still have to work on in defensively. But then again, it's being able to put away our chances when we get them.
Sarah Loudon, interim coach right now, the Houston Dash. We're talking Houston Dash. Rachel Daly, midfielder up front. I know she's been playing in midfield, but ultimately, you know, where do you think the best place is going to be for her in the long term this season?
I think it just depends on kind of the, you know, who we're playing, our opponent, our game plan. So it may change game to game, but obviously Rachel's been a forward in this league for a long time, and obviously we've seen her in acting as kind of the 10, which what she's really good at is coming off the line, receiving the ball and facing the back line. And so that's something, whether she plays on the 9 or the 10, that we'll be looking for.
Christy Mewis was moved on, obviously a U.S. national team player, was really blossoming, was a big part of the team last year. How tough has it been to kind of absorb her loss, and who are some of the players you're counting on you know, to kind of take the mantle that she's left, because, you know, obviously one of the top players in the US.
Yeah, Christy's one of the best players in the country and in the league. And I think we obviously, you know, we have midfielders that we have brought in that will also step up. And like I said, we've seen a lot of growth in our midfield. Obviously, Sophie started as a centre-back early in the season, and now she's kind of coming to her own in the holding midfielder role. And we have Marissa Vigiano, we have Kelsey Hedge, we have Bree Bazzoli. So we have a lot of versatility and a lot of depth. And so that's something that we're really excited about.
Is it fair to say, you know, three games in, you're still kind of trying to figure it out a little bit? I mean, it seemed to be that way at the start of the season, you know, before all the events occurred.
Well, I think what's exciting is we have, we don't have a lot of injuries, which is something, you know, that we're really fortunate. And so we have a lot of depth on our team. So there's a lot of players that can play a lot of different positions. So there will be some, there will have to be some rotation at some point, because at the end of the day, you can't, you know, every player can't play 90 minutes for every game. It's just unrealistic in terms of, you know, the load that they will basically have throughout the season. And so I think you will see some changes. I think the changes will be subtle. But yeah, I think that's just, you know, that's every team in the league is trying to, you know, maintain player load and making sure everybody stays healthy. That's the priority.
She's Sarah Loudon. She is the interim coach of the Houston Dash ahead of Saturday, May 21st at Portland and home to North Carolina Courage. So a lot going on, schedule getting busy. For you, if you see the perfect game, your purpose of play, what does it look like to you as the head coach?
Yeah, I think a team that values the ball in possession, which obviously we're a team that does that. Obviously, when I came to Houston, that was the exciting part about coming here was, you know, the way the team plays. I'm obviously familiar with a lot of the players in terms of, you know, being here prior in a different, totally different role when I was younger. But I think a team that values the ball, a team that looks to create the first overload and build out. And again, a team that's exciting to watch. I tell the team that, you know, their job is to entertain us as coaches. Our work is done through the week. And once we get a game day, that's the best part of the week, because they get to do their thing.
What is it about Portland this weekend that, you know, you're focused on? Obviously, I know the quality of their players, the history of the franchise, but what for you is important going into Portland on an artificial surface and trying to get something out of that game against a very good team?
Yeah, again, we're in the last game of a tough three-game away stretch. And I think that's something that recovery has obviously been really, really important over the last 2 weeks. We feel like we haven't been home. But obviously, Portland are a quality team. I think something that we're focusing on is obviously the way they play. They play 3-5-2. And it's how can we counter that? How can we, you know, get behind them, turn them around? And yeah, I think they have, you know, they have a game on Wednesday, and so then they play us, you know, three days later, if you like. And so that's also something that I feel like can play into a team's favor in terms of us. We're getting to practice. They probably are not getting to practice as much, and based on the fact that they have a game on Wednesday, but it's also players want to play. They don't want to train, because at the end of the day, you want to play a game. So it can be also advantageous for Portland. But like I said, we have a lot of prep work that we're doing, and we have to basically nullify their threats. And they have a lot of them.
All right. The big question is, how do you get this team into the playoffs this year?
I think we have to, you know, win at home. And I think the big thing is we have to try and pick up points on the road too. And obviously they were, you know, 1 point away from it last year. And I think this team is more than capable of making it to the playoffs.
All right. Now let's talk about Newcastle, where you grew up. Are you a big Newcastle United fan?
You have no choice when you're from Newcastle.
That was probably the worst question of this interview. Are you a Newcastle United fan?
Honestly, I've been asked if I'm a Sunderland fan, so as long as you don't ask that, we'll be all right. But, you know, I was dragged up around the game of football from a young age. I think I went to my first game when I was 6 at St. James's Park, and it was an FA Cup replay against Stevenage, and Shearer scored in the Gallagher end, and I'll never forget, like, I went with my uncle, and he picked me up when we scored, and I lost my shoe. And that was like my first memory of soccer. And then I got to the team, fortunately, Newcastle United Women. And we're, you know, back in the day, like, that team was loaded full of, well, that club was loaded full of unbelievable players. A lot of them have gone on to be coaches and played in America, collegiate soccer and professionally. But yeah, when you're Newcastle is known for its nightlife, its beer and its football. And so that's kind of, you know, I was, like I said, I was dragged up around that, and there was no, my family is Newcastle mad. So they watch every game, and I usually, when they watch the game, they're a minute and a half ahead of me. So I always know when we score before we actually score, which is kind of annoying.
the only game in town. Explain to us how deeply embedded into the culture this is, because, you know, we have people from all over the world in this city that have come from environments like you're describing here. You know, in my case, I'm able to really relate with you because I've been to Newcastle and, you know, through playing and commentary have been able to, fortunately and very luckily, been able to visit lots of places in the world like this. Talk about how embedded it is and just how much of a daily routine includes Newcastle for the normal person.
Well, it's one of the only cities in the country that's slap bang in the middle of the city center. So you could be literally, well, when you walk around, you will run into St. James's Park at some point because you're obviously it's in the middle of the city, like I said. So it's kind of the entire city revolves around the football team. Even when we got relegated in 2009, I remember I was actually home for that, drowning my sorrows somewhere. But yeah. It is the way of life. The city revolves around it. I think the people of Newcastle work very hard, you know, all week. And the relief is you get to go watch Newcastle United on a Saturday or Sunday and spend your hard-earned money on shirts and tickets and all sorts. And I just think, I was like I said, you don't have any choice to like football when you're from a place like that. And you know, win, loss, or tie as a Newcastle fan. Obviously, things are changing now with the new ownership, but, you know, it's been a sellout even when we were in relegation battles. I think we were in the Championship, we were still selling out at 52,000. And it's just an unbelievable place to be a spectator, even if you're not a Newcastle fan.
So I snuck into St. James Park. Me and my friend from Newcastle who was going to college with me. I snuck in there. It's a little late to come after me now. You must be feeling pretty good, though, about it. I mean, yeah. Where they are on the table now, they're 12th. They're coming off a good result, obviously, against Arsenal. So, I mean, I would think people are pretty optimistic right now about Newcastle United.
Yeah, we were touted to be dead and buried at Christmas, you know, bottom of the table. And Eddie Howe's done a remarkable job in terms of getting to where we are now, and we can potentially finish ninth, which, you know, might not sound like a big deal, but in the grand scheme of things, to finish top 10 in the Premier League, especially when you're dead and buried at Christmas, arguably is unbelievable. And I was actually, when I went home at Christmas, I actually followed Newcastle around the country. So I went to Anfield, watched us play against Liverpool. We scored first and then we got beat. I watched us play against Man United at home, which we tied 1-1. That was like one of the best games I've seen Newcastle play in a long time. And then we played Watford and, yeah, it's just, you know, I think it's just, again, when I go home, that's what you do, because it's just that's the way of life, you know. And so, like I said, it's a really exciting time to be a Newcastle fan, and I'm really excited for the city in general.
Last one before I let you go. We're talking to Sarah Loudon, the interim coach of the Houston Dash. How difficult is this, in other words, from the planning perspective, because this investigation with James Clarkson is still going on. With James, I mean, you got to be expecting the unexpected a little bit, right? I mean, it's kind of, you mentioned it hour by hour.
Yeah, my focus, honestly, is just, it's just to be in the present. And, you know, the present means, you know, whether that's planning a training session, whether that's, you know, executing a scouting report in terms of showing the team or, you know, showing a game review. Like we're taking it, we're evaluating the present, we're taking it day at a time. And right now the focus is, you know, on tomorrow's training session, is to have a great training session tomorrow. And if we look at the long term of things, it's to play well against Portland and try and get a result. And so I think, you know, again, I'm not looking too far forward and I'm not looking back. It's just staying in the present and being where your feet are.
How supportive has Jessica O'Neill been, the president, and how much talking do you do with her?
Jessica's been unbelievable. She's just provided so much clarity for me, and she's a sounding board, somebody that I really respect and admire. And I think we talk daily, and she's, like I said, she's provided me so much clarity and give me all the resources, and you know, kind of provided me just to be kind of a sounding board, like I said. And I'm really, really, really grateful for that.
Last one before I let you go, and I would have brought this up a little bit earlier, but Michael Balogun is a local product here in Houston. How important is it for, you know, to have a staff member, the member that grew up playing the game here in Houston, is aware of Houston as a soccer community? I was really excited when I saw that Michael got the assistant coaching job.
Yeah, Michael has been, you know, from the beginning, since I came back to Houston, he has been we kind of became best friends, not by choice. And it's funny, we laugh about that. We obviously spend a lot of time together, especially now more than ever. But I think he's somebody that I've been able to lean on over the last 8 weeks, 9 weeks. And it's really exciting that he's here. Obviously, he's, like you said, he's from Houston and he played at a really high level. And just to kind of, I actually know his wife really well. I did my A license with her. And so I knew Michael before I got here, which was even nicer. And the soccer world is so small, as you know. But like I said, I think all the staff, including Michael, they don't get the credit they deserve. But I think when you take over something like this and in the circumstances, it can be really challenging if you don't have a staff that potentially support you and the staff here, including all the support staff and just everybody involved in the club, even on the Dynamo side, have been really supportive. And if you have that in your corner, you can't, I mean, that's half the battle already. So I'm really grateful to everybody.
Do a lot of the players come to you to kind of talk about the situation, or is that all put behind you now, focus 100% on soccer, or are there some questions still coming from, you know, the roster and the players?
No, there's, I think the players, you know, they know they have to focus on a day at a time, just like we do. And like I said, we're just focused on having a great training session tomorrow leading up to Portland.
Best of luck in Portland. Sarah, thank you very much for this interview. It's a good one, and I think the Dash fans are going to like it. Thank you very much for taking the time, and best of luck in Portland and then back home when you finally get here against the North Carolina Courage.
Thanks for your time, Glenn. If you're ever back in Newcastle, let me know.
I don't think it'll be in the near future. I can assure you that. Definitely won't be tomorrow night. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Glenn.